Hello, boys and girls. Today we are going to talk about dubbing in German movies and TV shows.
My name is Sebastian and I'm joined today by Fabian.
Hey, guys.
We assume that most of you have stumbled upon a dubbed version of your favorite show or movie that drove you nuts, due to lousy adaptation of a general humor. For anyone who's completely unfamiliar with dubbing, we'll give you a short explanation.
As the majority of the German people aren't able to watch a home movie in English, there are various studios that produce dubbed versions of movies, meaning that voice actors record the whole dialogue of a film, which you are later on going to hear in the theater.
There are several examples of really bad
dubbing. However, for every bad one, there's at least one well-made dubbing.
Let's start with a negative one, to get you into the right mood. Listen to this wonderful joke from one of my favorite shows, South Park.
Okay, check it out. Hey there, Clyde.
Hey.
Say, Clyde, do you like fish sticks?
Yes.
You like to put fish sticks in your mouth?
Yes.
What are you, Clyde? A gay fish?
Ah, you've gotta laugh, these guys. And now, let's listen to the German counterpart.
Okay, pass auf. Na, wie geht's, Clyde? Also, Clyde, magst du Fischstäbchen?
Ja.
Nimmst du gern Fischstäbchen in den Mund?
Ja.
Was bist du denn, Clyde? Ein schwuler Fisch?
Oh boy, that was terrible. I mean, there are good translations, bad translations, and then there's, well, this.
Okay, I gotta admit, this is definitely a pretty messed up translation. But for every bad one, there's at least one well-made dubbing. Just listen to the next excerpt from the popular series How I Met Your Mother.
Sie ist ein Treffer. Nur, triff sie bitte ohne uns.
Well, you maybe didn't recognize the voice, but that was Robin talking to Ted about his new girlfriend. So, this is how the German version sounds, alright? Now let's compare it to the original.
Yeah, she's a keeper. Just keep her somewhere else.
This excerpt from How I Met Your Mother shows perfectly how well-scripted joke can be translated without losing its original meaning and can still be ridiculously funny. Sure, it is not translated word by word, but that wouldn't have made any sense anyway, right? So, Sebastian, could I in any manner change your mind about dubbing?
I have to admit, that one wasn't that terrible.
But?
Honestly, how long did it take you to find it?
Not as long as you'd expect.
Well, I didn't expect you to find anything, so...
I can assure you that this is just one out of many. And what if I told you that sometimes the dubbed version is even better than the original?
Well, gentlemen, you have my curiosity, but now you have my attention.
Wow, your DiCaprio impersonation is awesome.
Thanks, but let's get back to your point.
Well, you know the motion picture Die Hard, don't you?
I sure as hell do.
And you most certainly know his catchphrase.
Yippee-yay, motherfucker!
No, I was talking about the good version.
Yippee-yay, du Schweinebacke!
Okay, I can see your point. To my surprise, it's actually pretty cool.
As you can see, there are a couple of features that lead to a good dubbing. It's a combination of a great voice actor and a nicely done script adaptation that paves the way to success.
Unfortunately, those versions are usually the exception, as the majority is still poorly scripted and horribly voiced.
You gotta know, the German audience got so used to dub versions, and I think that's perfectly fine.
Yeah. However, if you were able to, just stick to the original.
Yet, it is worth to check out the dubbed versions once or twice.
Okay, that's all there is for today, folks.
Let's end this sticking to the essence of this podcast with...
Hasta la vista, baby.